Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, my name is Barbara Hofmeister and I am your host for today's show. To be or not to be, the choice is yours. And that is exactly what we're going to talk about in the next 30 minutes. About the choices that people take in their lives, the consequences that come out of having made those choices. You're going to hear from really interesting people that sometimes have made wrong choices and were able to correct them. You will hear very, very inspiring stories, how people overcame their challenges and how people started to live their dream, to live the life that they truly choose to live, the life that they've always wanted to live. So get ready for an exciting 29 minutes from today's To Be show. Hi everybody, this is Barbara speaking and I welcome you to today's To Be show. You're in for a real treat today because we have a very special guest, and that very special guest is my friend and colleague, Dr. Colleen Trombley van Hoogstraat. I hope I said that right. Colleen,
wow.
Are you there?
You earned the medal for that one, Barbara. Hello, my lovely friend. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you very much. And it's so great. It's a great pleasure to have you. So let me just introduce you. Colleen is a published author. She's also an international speaker, a wellness lifestyle consultant, and the founder of Dr. Mum Online, drmumonline.com, and the healthyschooldaysmenu.com. Very important for everyone that is listening that is a mom or a dad. And her expertise lies in helping others to find simple, practical, and effective ways to achieve optimal health and happiness in their lives. And isn't that what we all want, happiness?
Absolutely.
And to be healthy while we... looking for it, right?
That's right.
And Dr. Colleen has been referred to as your smart, practical, funny, non-judgmental, very important friend who just happens to be a leading expert in health and wellness. Well, I'm really proud that I can call Colleen my friend. And Colleen, welcome to the show. Really nice to have you. How are you today?
Barbara, I'm fabulous. I am so thankful to be here. We've been talking about this for a while now, so I'm glad it has finally manifested itself. Thank you.
You're most welcome. I'm really looking forward to the show. Okay. Colleen, you also call yourself a wellness chiropractor. So what do you mean with a wellness chiropractor?
Well, most people are familiar with chiropractic in its most limited sense, right, where there's this assumption that you go simply when you have pain, you receive an adjustment, and you should be better, which in and of itself is inaccurate. But nonetheless, that's how both my husband and I started out in practice, was just adjusting the people who showed up when they showed up, helping them through whatever was ailing them. But very quickly we realized that wasn't getting people any better, it wasn't making them any healthier, and it certainly wasn't helping them live a better life. So we started looking beyond just basic chiropractic and went through a few years of very advanced training in a wellness certification course. So now chiropractic is part of this larger, all-encompassing umbrella of the wellness lifestyle. So now we really focus on the three main elements of wellness, which are nutrition, movement, and mindset. And That's a key difference in just seeing a chiropractor versus seeing someone who has some expertise in the wellness lifestyle, because we need all of those things in order to achieve that state of balance, that holistic lifestyle that we're all looking for. So that's the difference.
Oh, we definitely.
Yes.
Yeah, I can understand that because it's more holistic. It's a more holistic approach, because if one of the three things is missing, then, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. We all know individuals
in life, right?
Like that, too. We know people, you know, you hear those stories of marathon runners who were in great physical condition, at least so it seemed, and they ate a great healthy diet, yet maybe they die of a heart attack at age 45. Well, obviously something was out of balance. So when you when you step into the wellness lifestyle paradigm, if you will, then you start to realize it's never just one thing, and it's all interconnected. It all plays a role. And that's why I was excited to do your show, where at first I thought, oh, my gosh, Barbara's this expert in personal growth and development and all these lofty things, right, as far as the development of the mind and the spirit. And I thought, you know what, though? It is all so very connected. It all comes down to foundational principles and universal principles. And when you do, whether you're talking about achieving success and wealth or personal growth, fulfillment, or balance in your relationships or optimal health, it all comes down to doing right things long enough, consistently enough, so that your end results become more predictable. It's all related.
Very, very true.
Yeah.
And especially that you have to do it consistently enough. I think that is a very important point that we should emphasize a little bit, because we all know that, especially now that New Year's coming, New Year's Eve, and we make all these promises to ourselves,
right,
and we say starting from tomorrow, or maybe a day after, because we might have a slight hangover, but, you know, starting from the 2nd of January, I am going to exercise, you know, at least 3, 4, 5 times a week. And we might do it for the first week or the first 2 weeks, and then something happens, it rains, and we don't want to go outside, or it snows like it has been here for some time now.
Right.
Or it just, you know, we just don't feel like it, or we've got something urgent to do in the morning, and we say, okay, I will do it again tomorrow. And then, you know, bit by bit, and not too slow, actually, we get back into our old habits of not moving.
Right.
Or the same with personal development. You know, you work on yourself for a little while, and then you think, okay, now I've gone through this course, and now I know everything, and I'm okay. I'm good to go. But it's a consistent process, isn't it?
Absolutely. And it doesn't need to be all or none. It doesn't need to be perfect in order for it to work. And that's what that's actually why one of the major reasons I started with Dr. Mom Online is I just had so many practice members over the years saying, okay, well, how do you do it? Why don't you share with us how you actually do this? How do you implement all these ideas and these principles that you're always talking about on a day-to-day basis? And ultimately, I notice myself in my writing and coaching that a recurring theme is just take little steps. You know, 5 minutes of exercise is better than none. Or if you're having just an absolute wicked cycle of stress in your life, even a few minutes of visualization or prayer or meditation is better than none in the midst of all that stress. So it doesn't have to be perfect, and it doesn't have to look like this image we hold so high in our minds. It just needs to be, the name of your show, right? It just needs to be. We just need to move forward. It's got to be proactive. We need to keep moving it forward.
Yeah, that's right. We need to keep moving, because as soon as we stand still, we go backwards, actually.
I think
so,
too.
We definitely need to move forward. And even if it is in little steps, in my trainings, I normally use Mount Everest. It's the highest mountain on the earth.
Yes.
And I've been close to it once, and I saw it. And I was very lucky, because it was a clear day, so I could see the whole Mount Everest, and it was just absolutely incredible. But I thought, my God, there are people that are climbing up there. I mean, it's so high, you know, when you're standing at the bottom, it seems like never ending. Yeah, it's 8 kilometers or 5 miles high.
Right.
So it's really, really mind-boggling. And when you look up, all the way up to the top, you cannot imagine that you will ever get up there. But if you take the small steps that you talked about, you know, and go to the base camp, this is what people do, stay there for a little while to how do you say that in English?
Acclimate.
Climatized.
Right, acclimate.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then move a little bit further and a little bit further. And this is what we should do in our life every day, one step or two steps towards our goals.
Right.
And towards our dreams, and towards our, you know, a better health, a better nutrition,
right,
a better exercise, a better mindset. I think that is so, so, so important.
That's right.
I see that here in Germany, so many people are depressed, so many people are down, you know, they are full of fears because of the financial situation. And you can see that everybody is sort of closed. And I live next to a lake, and we had the most incredible weather in the last week. You know, we had sunshine and snow, and it was freezing cold. And I thought over the weekend that a lot of people would come out and they would go for walks around here. But there was not many people, you know. They probably all stayed at home, watched TV, or went shopping for Christmas or whatever they do a few days before Christmas. And they really missed, you know, maybe the nicest days of this winter. Who knows?
Right. They missed the opportunity to connect with something bigger than themselves to help lift them out of this low energy cycle that they're probably in as well. It's just we get stuck in those negative cycles. You don't see your way out so clearly, which is why I keep going back to just do something. Do something to change the momentum and the cycle that you're in. It doesn't have to be the big thing. Just do something and keep doing it, and momentum will build. And then you gain some confidence, you become empowered, and you can add more and more good things to it. So I think it is important, like we said, to keep moving and do something different, because you keep doing what you've been doing. Of course, you'll keep getting the results that you've been getting. And that's, in the case of health, that's not a good thing. When you look at doing what everybody else is doing, thinking the way everybody else is thinking, you know, we're going to end up with more sickness, more chronic illness. Science has proven that beyond the shadow of a doubt, that that's increasing every single year. We'll be more stressed out, less fulfilled, you know, as far as finances go. If we think the way the masses think when it comes to our financial health and abundance, we're in a heap of trouble there too. So it really takes shifting our mindset, shifting our belief system, and creating that reality that you choose for yourself. And a big thing is, I keep saying to keep moving and doing, but there's also that, and I know where your heart is on this one as well, it's also staying in the moment and appreciating and enjoying the whole journey as you're on it.
Oh, very much so. I mean, I always enjoy nature very much, and this is why I live in the woods. This is why I don't live in the city, because I really love to be very close to nature. And there's so much that you can enjoy outside, I mean, or even inside, you know. I mean, people, I know that some women, when they see a spider inside of their house, they freak out and, you know, it has to be killed. And I watch it and I enjoy it, you know, and then I help it to get outside to be where it's supposed to be. And actually watch the nature and be part of the nature and enjoy that one moment. Because if you're always focusing on your issues, on your problems, whether they are financial, whether they are in your career, whether they are in your family life or in your relationships or in your health, it doesn't really matter. But if you focus on the problems that you're having, you are bound to get more problems, because what you focus on expands, right?
Absolutely.
So you
couldn't agree
more. Yeah, continue.
You and I have been talking about our belief systems and how important they are in health. And I really, at least in my experience in this part of the world, I'm not seeing the masses, the conventional thinking does not really consider belief systems as part of a way to heal yourself and to move to optimal levels of health. So I think that's a big part of the problem, why we're not, you know, people have enough information. We have enough intelligence as a whole. We have all these tidbits that, okay, an apple is probably better than a pizza. And I know I should move. And running would be better than sitting on my couch. Those, we know enough little tidbits and strings of information, but we're not getting any healthier. Chronic illness, like I said, things like cancer and diabetes, arthritis, depression, anxiety, infertility, all those things are skyrocketing, and they are not slowing down by any means. So if we have all the information, something's not adding up. And a lot of wellness experts and researchers are now saying it's because we're just not applying those pieces of information within the right belief system. And I back it up a step further than that, and we call it our paradigm, right? The lenses through which we see our world. you know, when it comes to health and wellness, the reigning paradigm, the most popular conventional paradigm, is one that we call sickness care. And it's based on a genetic model. And more important than the word genetic is that it means it's based on, in a sense, consequence-free living, not having to take responsibility for your health and for your choices, and assuming that whether I'm healthy or whether I become sick, it's all up to my parents and my grandparents and all of my ancestors because they passed on their genes to me. So if they were healthy, I'm good. I don't really need to take responsibility. If they're sick, well, you know, there's not much I can do because they were sick. So looks like that's my deal in life. Well, what we're failing to recognize is that there has been a branch of science for several years now just pouring forth with evidence-based research that's showing, you know what, that's not the case. There's a science called epigenetics, and epi means basically the layer above genetics, that quite clearly shows that our health is not 100% due to our genes the way we always thought. Our genes just don't get to dictate how they will express themselves. They, in fact, will express themselves based upon the environment that they are surrounded by, that they live within. And that environment is clearly created by our lifestyle choices. And those goes back to those three that I had mentioned earlier. The lifestyle choices can be broken down into three major categories, obviously with a lot of subcategories, but it's our movement, our nutrition, and our mindset. They will clearly determine how our genes and how our cells will express themselves. So that's why some people, you know, you've heard the adage that we're all born with cancer genes. Some people will never, ever develop it. Some people obviously will. What determines that is not just our parents having it or our relatives having it or not having it. What clearly determines whether we develop it or not is a combination of things that result in our environment. So that's huge. That's a long answer to your question, but that's the paradigm. That's the paradigm correction right there. Once you shift your thinking to that paradigm of, now, wait a minute, if it's not all genetics, then I have some serious responsibility here. For some people, that's horrifying news. They don't want the responsibility. They would rather have someone in a white coat just continue to hand them their prescriptions and give them advice and not really have to be too responsible for that. For other people, there's a moment of elation when they hear that because they know they're not stuck with this pattern that their family has been in. They're not stuck with a diagnosis they may currently have. It eliminates the fear for a lot of people when they can take responsibility and know that this is their future health is dependent upon what they do today, the choices that they're making today. So we first... Go ahead.
I think it is in the first moment when you hear that you are responsible yourself and that you can do something about it, it is a scary thought. You know, if you're in a bad situation, like, for instance, when you've been told that you have cancer, you are in a bad situation and you feel scared. And, of course, you go to a doctor and you ask for the magic pill. Today we know that there is no such thing as a magic pill in these type of illnesses, but there is thousands and thousands of cases of people who had even really terminal cancer where they were told by the doctors that they would not survive the next 6 months or something like that.
Right.
And they changed their nutrition, they changed their mindset, they changed their lifestyle, and they became healthy again and lived for many, many years.
Right.
And I have several in my family, actually. My uncle and my aunt both had cancer, and they totally, you know, now they grow their own vegetables, and they live really wealthy, really healthy.
Right. Wealthy in their health, right?
And yes. And it's amazing. I mean, they are well over 70 now, and when you see them, I mean, they are just full of energy. They're full of love. They're full of laughter, and it's really fun to spend time with them. And they've been, you know, they've been ill, I think my aunt about 10 years ago, my uncle much longer than that. They were diagnosed with cancer, and it's totally gone because they changed their mindset. They took full responsibility,
right.
and they changed their lifestyle.
Right.
And it shows, definitely. I mean, you can see a big difference between them and a lot of other people their age, definitely.
Right. And so you said it, they changed their mindset. Because I will never understand how a doctor can look someone in the eye and tell them they've only got a few weeks or months to live. Because, you know, ultimately, yes, there may be some statistics or history that can lead them to believe that, right, based on conditions they've seen that are similar. But ultimately, they don't know, and I don't think we should ever put that on another human being because what you think about the most, what is most prevalent in your mind, you will, in fact, create. So I think that's...
Definitely, and that creates fear, yeah.
Right. But once we shift that mindset, fear. You have the correct paradigm, knowing that it's not all up to fate or bad luck or bad genes or bad germs. It's not all fate that you have some responsibility. Now your belief system begins to change. You start to talk to yourself differently. You start to recognize that every choice I make matters, good and bad. All choices have consequences. And when we clearly begin to look at the consequences of our choices, the consequence of sitting on the couch every night versus getting up and stretching or going, you know, taking the dog out for a walk, the consequence of just eating fast food or the consequence of adding a salad to that fast food meal, right? There are consequences to everything. When you begin to clearly look at those consequences and honestly assess them, then you start making completely different lifestyle choices. But until you align your belief system with your choices, you'll never have that consistency that we talked about at the beginning. That's where you'll drop off an exercise plan or you'll drop off some changes in your eating program. You can't stick to them because you're really not understanding. There's no alignment between the beliefs and the behaviors, and you're not understanding the true nature of the consequences. Because once you do, it's solid. You never turn back once you understand how important those things are. So that, I believe, is definitely a key, is got to get in alignment, understand consequences to reshape the beliefs, and then you make better lifestyle choices. And what I mean by that is I talk a lot about something that I just nicknamed the wellness formula. And I just imagine this giant sliding scale, if you will. And on the far right, that's where there's optimal health and happiness and homeostasis, which is all things working in a state of balance. So that's the prize. Then over on the far left, well, we're dead, so we don't want to get that far. But right before that is where all that chronic illness lives that we were talking about, and all the stress and the turmoil and the problems in our life on every level. But remember, epigenetics now is what tells us, the scientific evidence that tells us we're constantly moving in one direction or the other on that sliding scale. And what moves us to the right towards that optimal health and happiness that we desire is making choices that meet our innate genetic requirements for health and happiness. So those are things like, you know, the right nutrients and moving our bodies every day in a variety of ways, not just one way, in a variety of ways. And also joy and unconditional love of self and others, those types of things that as human beings, we actually genetically require them for optimal function. And what moves us away from that towards the left-hand side there are toxic choices, things that are really working against the function of ourselves, or just being deficient in those healthy choices. So toxicity and deficiency moves us away from our optimal health and happiness. So that's how I break it down. When I think about movement and nutrition and mindset, it's what can I do in this day, in this moment, in this meal, in this hour, whatever it is, what can I do to add more of the good stuff to move me over to the right? So that's where I begin. I like to add the positive first before I stress too much about decreasing all the toxic or deficient things in my life. And that's how I teach people too, is let's just build some momentum, get some empowering patterns established. Add good things, add health first is one of my comments I make quite a bit, and then then you really see things start to improve quite quickly, exponentially, in fact.
Yeah, I mean, what you're talking about is taking the small steps, taking the small decisions first, and then creating the momentum that will bring you to big results, because taking a lot of positive small steps will bring you to big results.
Right.
Like, you can't climb the Mount Everest in one day. You have to take small steps towards the top. It's the same with health. It's the same with wealth, with our financial situation. It's the
right.
same in relationships. And it all comes from our choices and our decisions. And I know many people, when I see them eat at McDonald's, especially in I mean, here it's the same in Germany, you know, but in the States, of course, it's more obvious because you have many more fast food places than we have here in Europe. And,
right.
you know, when you speak to people and they say, yeah, but I don't have time, you know, this is, you know, I can eat here in 5 minutes. Yeah, but isn't your life more important than just taking 5 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't your life more important, your wellness, your feeling good about yourself and looking good? Of course, you look much better also when you make better choices in your nutrition,
right.
when you make better choices in your lifestyle. I mean, definitely it shows. It shows a big difference.
Right.
And you and I know that because we're very much into it. Of course, I still have lots to learn from you. Because I'm not always making the right choices, especially when
you're
it concerns
human.
Movement.
You're human. But
yeah, that is true. That is true. Sometimes I wish, you know, there would be a little machine that would kick me in the butt every morning. I would get up and do my exercise or do my yoga or whatever I do when I feel like doing it. I don't do it very consistently, I must admit. But
I think right there,
I do,
an example of you know, one of the first steps, regardless of what it is you're trying to improve, is really sitting down and thinking about it. If you're not, if it's just not a top priority yet, you have to be honest with yourself and say, then I'm just going to let that go. I will just exercise when I, you know, the way I've been doing it, because I'm not honestly willing to change it right now. My beliefs and my behaviors won't be aligned very easily on that one. But I wouldn't
mm-hmm.
come to that conclusion until you've carefully looked at, again, the consequences. What are the consequences of me getting up and doing the movement I know meets my innate genetic requirements every single day? What are the consequences? Let me make a list of that. What are the consequences of me not doing that? Let me make a list of that. And you focus on the good or the bad, just the whole pleasure or pain, which one motivates you? Is it a combination of both? You got to figure out, that's where the mindset comes in. What is it that's going to motivate you? But look at the consequences
mm-hmm.
first to get an accurate picture of what it is you're choosing and why you're choosing it.
Yeah, that's very true. Colleen, we are almost at the end of our show, and I mean, the time always flies. It goes so fast. So I want you to give our listeners your websites, please, so that they can check you out, that they can see what you offer, because you have some fantastic stuff on there. Don't get disturbed when the music starts. We can still continue to talk.
Okay.
But please give our listeners your website so that they can follow up on this one.
Well, the best place to find me is at www.drmomonline.com. That's kind of my hub. You'll find all sorts of offshoots there about various products and books I'm working on and educational materials, but touch base there and see what I've got going on. Please, when you go there, request my free wellness formula report. That'll describe what we are talking about today in a little more detail. I can send you my favorite optimal health practices from there as well. You can also find me on
mm-hmm.
Facebook at www.drmomonfacebook.com. And those are the two places that I hang out on almost every day. So ask questions, offer me some health challenges or happiness challenges you've been having. I'd love to converse with you there and keep in touch with you in that way.
Okay. Thank you very, very much, Colleen.
You're
Merry
welcome.
Christmas to you, by the way, if we don't speak before. And next week, we will have a very special guest. It is Barry Andrews, and he will talk about the one consciousness, how we all are connected together. He's an amazing scientist. So So please don't miss next Tuesday at 1 p.m. EST. We will have Barry Andrews, a scientist that will blow your mind. I mean, it's really amazing. And I wish you all a very Merry Christmas and see you next week. Bye.
Merry Christmas, Barbara.
Thank you, Colleen.
You're welcome. That was fun.
Okay. So I will speak to you soon.
All right.
And thanks for having been on the show.
Thank you. Thank you. I look forward to having you on when I get mine up and running, too.
Okay, great.
All right, have a Merry
Christmas. Give my love to your family, please. Merry
Christmas.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.